Do you have any name for something like that? Or just call it a, just a fence?
Just a fence.
Have you ever heard people refer to something like that as a picket fence? Haven't heard that, okay. What about, getting back to the farm for a minute, some types of wire fences that farmers might have? Do you know of any particular types of wire fences?
I know they have, I don't know them by name, but I know they have like the kind that they, I don't know if it's a, it's some type of electric fence.
Yeah, electric.
To keep them in. Mm-hmm.
What about this type of fence that if you try to climb over it, sometimes you might hang your pants?
Barbed wire.
That's barbed wire fence, okay. What about the kind of fence that a farmer would have around his field if it's not a wire fence? You know, before they had wire fences, they might have what?
They used to build them out of logs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they call them.
Uh-huh.
Log fence, I guess.
Have you ever heard them referred to as rail fences?
No.
Or something like that? Okay. Talking about a barbed wire fence a minute ago, when the farmer is putting up a barbed wire fence, he has to take some diggers, you know, and dig holes for those. What do you call the things that he puts down in the holes? And you stretch the wire across these things?
Posts.
Just the posts? Okay. Have you ever seen a fence or a wall that's made out of loose rock or stone that a farmer might have gotten from his field when he was clearing it? You ever seen anything like that?
No.
Okay. Talking about a person's, when they're entertaining company, they usually use their best dishes for meals. What are those dishes usually made out of? They're a person, a family's best dishes.
China.
Made out of china. Have you ever seen an egg that was made out of something like that, that a person might use to try to fool a hen into laying? You ever heard anything like that? You know, they put it in the nest. It wouldn't be a real egg, but it'd be an artificial one, and they put it in there to try to fool the hen into laying. You ever heard of anything like that?
No.
Okay. If you had to go out to the well to get some water, what would you use to put the water in and bring it back to the house?
Bucket.
A bucket. And what about if you were milking the cows, what would you use to catch the milk in?
A bucket.
A bucket. Have you ever heard of people refer to that as a milk pail? Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't think so. Usually when people have wells and have calves, they might be the same, but just for them to know that this is what you catch water in all, get the water in all time, that's called the bucket.
Yeah.
For the, you know, water.
Yeah.
They have a separate one to distinguish between the two. They say that's the milk pail.
Milk pail. Have you ever heard of something else that you might have on a farm that a woman would keep in the kitchen, and every now and then she'd throw scraps in to feed them to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
That'd be slop bucket, okay. What about something bigger than that you would just use to throw, you know, just waste material in general in? You'd just call that?
Not food.
But what?
You're not talking about food.
Not necessarily food. That'd be just a what?
Junk bucket, I guess.
Junk bucket, or maybe just a, you know, you have a garbage can in your house,
something like that.
A trash can. Okay. Oh. Do you distinguish between trash can and garbage can? Is there a difference?
Do I distinguish between a trash can?
Yeah.
And a garbage can. Well, just now I have some in my house, and they are all the same.